Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I'm too sexy to have male friends. Yeah, wait till you hear this letter, okay? Right now, the nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. What do you have for us today, Nev? What you got?
Your drunk husband.
What?
Yeah. Your drunk husband. Let's run it. Here it is. Come on, cat dog.
Hello?
You got to hold on a minute, okay? All right. I got your phone. I'll give your wife a call.
Hello?
All right? Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay? Right now, I should be taking you in, but I'm not going to do that. You let me, if she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. All right?
Hello?
Officer Brian's going to put you in his squad car. I'm going to call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now. All right? Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniel.
Officer Daniel? You just called from... This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniel?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Yes, your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been... another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You don't have my husband because my husband is at work. So he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Back up. Did you say somebody's with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, ma'am. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated. From the looks of it, she's calling somebody to pick her up now.
Man, so, no, I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son got nobody in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, tell me this. Look at that and tell me what she looked like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea exactly. Excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
What exactly is your name?
About in my car, he's supposed to be working.
I'm sorry? Jasmine.
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay.
Bridget.
No, just stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Kenny, but...
Hold him there till I get there. I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can give me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car, but I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not
listen,
take this guy
listen.
In.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere, because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling me with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there, because I got some things that I need to take care of this day. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now. I'll be there in a minute. That took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. Keep that till I get there.
Okay, well, now there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. Another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other riding with Kenny. You just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman, nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy.
Cynthia, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband Kenny got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you got to. You and Kenny can kiss.
told you what was just going to happen to Kenny next few times. I was going to go down the bank here in 285 and and tell him when he get home, he's still going to
Oh, my God. You all right?
Oh, my God. Nah, I'm going to kick where you at, Tom?
Oh, man. He told me, he said, man, my wife don't play. He said, wife, man, to prank my wife. You all right, Cynthia?
I'm good, Tommy. I'm good. But what the for real, though? He didn't work.
No, he didn't work. He in your car at work. He worked.
You better be at work.
Hey, baby, tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. How was that right there? How was that right
you
there?
You played too much.
You know how it was.
Did I put some stupid on it?
Drunk up.
Did I sprinkle some stupid on
it? Junior, don't say nothing.
I know. Irrelevant statement.
All right, let me put this out there.
Irrelevant statement.
I got to make sure I put my stupid on it. You know, I got to do that.
Let me
make this announcement. Jackson, Mississippi. I'm supposed to be there this weekend. The club is not opening this weekend. I was the grand opening this weekend because that's how you grand open. You grand open with somebody like me. All right?
All right.
All right, that's how you open. Mm-hmm. But you stay tuned. I'll keep you posted on when the show will happen, but it's not happening this weekend. They working on some things. But nevertheless, the nephew is still coming. As soon as I let you know, I will be there. Now, guess where I am going to be?
Where?
Ask me where.
Where, Tom?
Where?
Ask
where, nephew?
Mississippi?
No.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> October 18th and 19th, I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Woo!
At the Airy Crown. That's two nights, the 18th and 19th, along with me, one of the craziest ones in comedy, Lavelle Crawford, Corey Holcomb, Tony Roberts, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and it's hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. That's two nights at the Airy Crown, the 18th and 19th of October, Friday and Saturday. Tickets are on sale right now. You can go to all Ticketmaster outlets, or you can go to the Airy Crown box office and get you some tickets. Once again, that is a lineup right there. Lavelle Crawford, Corey Holcomb, Tony Roberts, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and yours truly, the Nephew, holding it down, hosting the whole show. 18th and 19th, tickets on sale right now. No, Shirley, I have no comp tickets. Thank you.
Okay, well, then I won't be there.
I'll
thank
see right
you.
Now. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cleared
back.
That up.
Yeah. You weren't expecting that answer, was you?
Yeah, I was.
That's settled. Next.
But I want you to pay your sick ticket and come see me and support mm-hmm. me.
Okay. Is it going to charity? The money for
not
the ticket?
Not this show.
Oh, okay, then.
Not this show right here.
Okay. See if it was going to charity.
Okay. That's when you.
Absolutely. That's for charity.
And how much do you give to charity?
How much are your tickets?
That's where we going.
Wow. I'll be there.
I thought at some point we were friends.
That's why I'm not buying a ticket.
Okay. All right. Who are you hollering at, though?
You.
Who are you hollering at?
I'm looking at you and hollering at
See,
you.
See, a lot of people don't
time.
Know. I know you cuss when you get mad. A lot of people don't know that.
God.
Oh, say you don't. Say it.
I don't.
Shirley. See, why are you looking at the ground?
I'm not.
Look me in my eyes and say, I don't cuss when I get mad.
No one on the radio can see me do it. Look at you in your eyes.
They know how
big
your
gotta
eyes
go.
Are.
We gotta go. I know they comment all the time on my IG. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and we'll get right into it. The subject is I'm too sexy to have male friends right after this.